I was getting a prophetic word in worship, and it was like the hammer breaketh the rock in twain. And I just feel, and it's like, and God said, I will remove the mountains. And I just feel people are going through things right now. And God said that he will break the stronghold of the enemy. Whatever you're going through, there's going to be breakthrough. This is a time of breakthrough. And Father, I just pray that as I saw that, Lord, it was like you were breaking chains off people. You were breaking opposition off people. Lord, you were breaking. And Lord, where people have just prayed, Lord, remove this mountain that I may be healed, that I may be set free, that I may be broken from addictions, that I may be restored with people. Father, I pray today that you will come with all your glory, and Lord, the enemy will be defeated. And Lord, as you break the rock, the hardness of whatever we're going through, that Lord, it will be broken to pieces, and Lord, that we may be able to walk through into our destinies, walk through into who we are with you. Lord, we just thank you that the enemy is under our feet. Whatever you're going through, just give it to God right now. He said that he will come and he will just break the enemy's foe, break the enemy right off your situation and your circumstances. I feel some of you are like in a whirlwind and you're thinking, God, when is this going to stop? When is the peace going to come? And I just speak to that whirlwind and I just say, God, let peace be still. As he talked, as he got the waters, the waves were so high and the disciples were so frightened. He said, fear not, be still. And you know, there is be still and know that I am God. And I just pray that right now, that whatever circumstances are happening that just seem so huge, just believe that God is on the throne and he is going to break through. Hallelujah. Whew. I was just waiting on the Lord, and I said, Lord, what do I preach tomorrow? So I'm just starting off a bit prophetically, and then I'm going to preach the message. How does that sound? He said, my child, you will preach right from the heart of the Father. You will release change over people. Some people are stuck, and I want to release them into all I have for them. Tell them about the change and the new season that they have come into them. Get them to prepare their hearts for the change of the season. I have been preparing them, but doubt and full of fear has come in. Change is good, and it's acceleration into what I've been preparing for them. There's always change, and we have to be ready for change. Because God brings it into our lives. When God brings change, it's always for a good reason. Sometimes we go through a process before change, and that time can be quite difficult. But out of it, God prepares you for the next journey. So I know that there's changes ahead for all of us. And changes sometimes are difficult. You know, and it's like a transition. Transition means change. It signifies that there is something to leave behind and something to look forward to. You know, some of you get stuck, and God is saying, come on, I want to take you out of the groove. I want you to go forward. I want you to leave behind what is the old, because change, we are coming into something so new in the anointing of God that we've never seen before. And we were singing that today. We were worshiping it. We were saying the words about change. And I'm going, yes, that's my message up there. And we were singing it. But God is saying that we are in for a change. You know, sometimes change, I sometimes change is hard, but I always feel when there's a change, God takes your heart out of something. And you feel it, and you feel, why don't I feel exuberant? Why don't I feel excited? But it's like there's a change ahead that is much better than what you're in, but sometimes it's hard to get out of what you're in. But God is saying, are you ready to say yes to the change ahead? You know, I was listening on Daystar around the table, and this lady was explaining about the caterpillar and the butterfly, and you know where I'm going in this, but you know, there's a caterpillar and then it's cocooned, and that must be hard. And sometimes we're in a dry season and we're cocooned, and God has put us aside for a time, but in that time this cocoon is getting prepared to change, for transition, for something new. And then, have you ever watched it? It's amazing. But then the cocoon just goes darker and darker. And it's like you do go into those places of darkness, and then it drops off, and they wiggle and wiggle. And sometimes we struggle with change. Have you ever seen a caterpillar come out of a cocoon? They wiggle and wiggle and wiggle and wiggle and wiggle some more. And then they come out, and then they just wait. And then they start strengthening their wings. And then they start spreading out their wings. And then you can see the glory arise, shine, because the glory of the Lord is upon them. And their wings are just so beautiful. And, you know, she was saying on the Daystar that one time a little boy thought, oh, this cocoon is struggling so much. I'm going to get my little scissors and I'm going to help it. And he got his little scissors and he helped. And the butterfly couldn't. It just went. And it died. And so I just know that a lot of you have been through struggles and you feel you've been in dark places. But I just believe God say there's a change of signs, wonders and miracles. There's change. But sometimes change is difficult, isn't it? You can feel it. But some of you need to change your job. Some of you need to change your house. Some of you need to change your car. It's like, hey, God is saying, are you ready for change? I'm just saying that bit. You know, in Ecclesiastes 3 says, to everything there's a season, a time for purpose under heaven. And God wants us to embrace this season of our lives. And we're not yabba, 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 to resist, but allow God to be the center of our lives. I feel the anointing on that. Yabba, yabba, yabba. There's an acceleration coming. When you make weird noises, that's okay. That's just the Father. He gets rid of religious spirit. The yabba, yabba, yabba is actually Father, Father, Father. Whew. And nyong is an acceleration. We're an acceleration. And I haven't done my nyongs for ages. So it was good. It's come back today. Nyong. Acceleration in the spirit. Isn't that good? You know, it's been hard. It's been, you know, Lynette's been through a hard time, but there's an acceleration over her life. Healing is coming to her. She's going to be up dancing, celebrating. We're into change. Out of what we've been in. Some of you are frustrated and God has been stirring up, saying, are you ready for change? And it doesn't matter whether you're 100 or whether you're 5. God is saying, get ready. Get ready for change. The church is going to change. People are going to change. We're going from glory to glory to glory. That's right, Nikki, eh? We're going. I just love a chariot to come in right now. Just hop in and I'll be in Israel. Okay, I'm getting carried away here. But just be ready for change. Oh, you know, for change, we need to be surrendered. I had this sad story. You know, God prepares us for change, and sometimes you're going through heartache. And I got a picture when I was in my second marriage. God came in a vision, and it was a big, huge tree, and I thought, that's lovely. And then it was chopped down right at the base, and I'm thinking, this isn't so great. And then I'm sure it was God poured turps on it, and he just absolutely burnt the roots. And I said, what's happening? And he said, are you ready to surrender? You're going to lose everything. Are you ready for change? Because it's going to be different. And I'm going, God, I want to follow you, whatever the change is. Then he planted a smaller tree, about this big, and he put a fence around it. This is up at Tamahere, Nambrook Road. And he and then there was three people just fertilizing it and loving it and nurturing it. And that was the new life. God was going to nurture me, but I was going to lose what was nothing really. But it was a lovely property with a swimming pool and Mercedes. And I was out on the street on the benefit. It was a change. But you know, it was the best change because I was set free. My daughter was set free from sexual abuse. I was set free. The change, when God said, are you willing for this tree to die? Are you willing to surrender everything? I said, Lord, I am. And you know, it was only a week after that I found out what my husband had done to my daughter, and I was off. Because God had prepared me, and he told me to go. But he was nurturing me. He was loving on me. And I knew this tree was going to grow again. But that was a change that was a difficult change. But I believe we're coming into changes that are so different than we've ever experienced before. Whoa, you know, God enjoys every season he plans for us. Because Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are for good and not for evil, to give you the most amazing hope and the most amazing future. His plans are amazing. He might have you in Scotland in a month's time. Take me. Or Israel, but he might just, his plans, we've got to get ready for to say, yes, Lord, whatever you have for me, whatever it is. And you might think, well, people won't like that. What will people say? What will my family say? It's what the Father says. And this message is right from the Father today, because he said there's going to be changes on this earth. There's going to be changes in this church. There's going to be changes, good changes. Our families are going to come back to God. There's going to be changes where we're going to fellowship with our families in holiness and purity. There's some amazing changes. But we're not to fear. We're not to fear the future. We're not to fear the, you know, his plans. We hate changes, some of us. Even get attached to cars, and I call them names, and you know, especially my second husband, I'd be, Nikki got one of mine, but it was a lovely green Skoda, and I loved this little car. The next minute it was gone. Nikki had it. What did you call it?
Kermit.
I had a better name for it than that. Mine was Lily. but that's better. It was green. But, you know, we get attached to things. But God said, I have something change. I have something better. Hermit. Hermit. Kermit, the frog. Oh, that's changed me. So I believe God is saying, don't resist what he's doing in your life right now. Don't resist. I remember Heidi Baker one time, she came down from the platform. We were just in a group in Toronto, and she held on to me, and we both said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Whatever you want us to do, whatever you want me to do, yes, Lord. You know, I had to change. Even when I was in Toronto, I was going to Scotland. Give me Scotland or I die. This is me in Toronto hitting the floor. Give me Scotland or I die. I always wanted to go to Scotland. Then someone comes and prophesies over me and says, you will be in New Zealand and you will take the anointing and you will go from the top to the bottom and this is where you're to stay. And I'm going, oh God, the plans have changed. So I got down on my knees and I said, give me New Zealand or I die. You've changed my plans, but I surrender. Because this guy had the anointing when it was actually Lindley and Stuart. It was Stuart. He had the anointing on me as he was praying, and I knew it was from God. It's just that I'm, you know, because I'm full-blooded Scottish, that I wanted to go there, but I love New Zealand, and that was all right. But God's plans are more perfect. And I love this scripture, John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. And in Ephesians 3:14, for this reason I bow my knees before the Father, that according to the riches, here we go again, Malcolm, of his glory, he may grant you, if you're American, grant you. I listen to a lot of things that American grant you, child. He may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being. Amen. You'll remember that word grant now, won't you? He will grant. There might be some Aussies says that say grant. I'm not putting it down, but it does sound different. But God wants us to be full of the Holy Spirit, ready for change. Filled. You know, I was listening to this, he was an Indian guy. Yeah, she's got it. Whew, filled. She's filled. But there was this amazing anointed Indian man. And he was speaking, and he was talking about your heavenly language. I tell you, if you haven't got your heavenly language, come and get it today. Clive and I will pray for you. But he said that if you pray in your heavenly language for an hour every day, your eyes will be enlightened. Your ears will be opened. You will walk in a seer anointing. You will see the angelic realm. You will see things that are just what God is doing in this hour. I have to put a timer on because I go all over the place. Like this morning, I'm doing an hour in tongues. And then a bird goes, oh, isn't it beautiful? Oh, kia ra baba ba kaskibo koho ya baba kaskibo koba. So I get, now I've got to get into it. Then some music come on. Oh, kia ra bahana. And I'm singing. And I go, no, I've got to get into tongues. See, I wanted to bring you a good anointed message today. And I wanted to be an hour in tongues. But it was so difficult because my imagination goes to other places. But it's like, you know, I just have to be more like Clive because he's in his heavenly language. I say, what are you saying? What is it? And he's going, kura ba 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 ka skibo. I'm just talking to Father. And I'm going, okay. He's always in his heavenly language. But you realize that, you know, in here is living waters. and you get filled with the living waters. Hallelujah. Who wants to be filled with the living waters of God? You know, that the inner being will just be so explosive. We will be so explosive. The anointing will be flying off us. Then people will be going, they can't even walk past you because you've been in the Spirit. You've been with Jesus. You've been, heavenly language goes right to the throne room and you're praying what the Father wants you to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And do you know what happens? Your language goes into another language. Then you go into another language. Then you're in Chinese. Then I'm in, what does Indian, you say Indian? Indian language. Hindi. Then I'm in something, you know, it's like God just takes you all around the world and you're praying. I'm just full. I'm just drunk. Are you ready for change? Are you ready to get into your heavenly language? Are you ready to build up heaven in you? Because God wants us to be filled. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Oh, you've got the anointing all over you. Give them more. See, this one goes in the Spirit. She drinks. Have another drink. Are you all okay? I've been in tongues today. Hallelujah. Give them more. Fill them. Fill them. Fill them. See, God wants us to be filled to overflowing of His presence because He wants to take us to change us to be into another degree of His anointing. He wants us to go higher. He wants us to prophesy. He wants us to intercede like Anna interceded. You're going to intercede like Anna. Whoa. Hallelujah. There's change. You're going to heal the sick. You're a Deborah anointing. Hallelujah. Oh. See, it says here in my notes, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And what I love about the Holy Spirit, He teaches you new things. When you open the Word up, which God's been talking to me. I've been neglecting the Word a bit. I get into it. And then I'm in tongues, and then the bird flies past. I'm one of those ones that, you know, I'm spontaneous. I don't like, Malcolm, he sat there and he looked all about what arise glory, you know, and I'm going, oh, there's a bird, look at that butterfly, you know, and I'm the spontaneous one, but I do get in the Word, but God is saying, I get distracted, Clive says. But we've got to get in the Word. We've got to drink the Word. Who's neglected the Word? Don't put your hands up. But there's going to be change, isn't there? There's going to be change because we're going to get into the Word and we're going to get into our heavenly language and we're going to lead people to the Lord and we're going to get excited and we're going to be filled with the glory and the holiness and the everything that He wants to give us. He wants us to be filled to overflowing. And He's filling me. Hallelujah. To be strengthened. I need it, Lord, with the power of the Holy Spirit. I've got here, I'm not very good when I go to my, but God wants you to embrace the change. You just tell Him, I'm going to embrace the change. I'm going to embrace the change. I'm not going to resist. Come on. I'm not going to resist. There's change ahead. Some are going to get married. Some are got married. Some are going to shift house. Some are going to change jobs. Something's going to happen. get ready for the change and believe for the miracles of God. To be filled, to be overflowing. Tell you what, there's some angels up here and they're having fun with me. Hallelujah, what have I got here? Oh, yeah. God wants you to move forward, not to look back. And I've got here, but you know this, the enemy goes around like a roaring lion. And he tries to steal, what else? Kill and destroy. So he wants you not to change. He doesn't want you to go from glory to glory. He will lie to you and say, you cannot do that. Some of you have had failures and you've stepped out, but forget about those. Put them in the past, because God is saying, there's change. Wow. Step forward. Resist the devil. Whoa. Hallelujah. Resist him. Resist him. Put him under your feet. See, like a snake under your feet, and you crush him. Crush him. Crush him. Go on. Crush him. Just say, enemy, you are under my feet. There is good changes. There's good things ahead. Ah, you are absolutely gone. Oh my goodness, I've got a whole page. We'll miss that one. God is preparing us now because we are in the last days. I mean, you see it on the news. You feel it. You know it. And you know, the Holy Spirit's getting higher. The churches, God is going to come. And things that aren't of him are going to go. There's going to be change in this church. So be prepared for changes. We're believing for miracles. And we don't want anything that's man. We only want the Holy Spirit. We only want what God wants to do. So just be ready for changes. And take the religious spirit off. And allow God to move upon you with his compassion and with his love. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore we also, since we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses. I love it. People that have gone before are surrounding us right now. They're leaning in on us. They're encouraging. They're interceding. The Holy Spirit intercedes. Jesus is interceding for us. We've got so much backup that we can do anything in him. Don't you just want to run and do it? Don't you feel, woo, let me get my skates on. I'd be on my bottom, but I'll get on my bike. Yeah, but I haven't finished, have I? Let us lay aside every weight. So I'm laying aside every bit of weight. It's coming off slowly. It's hard. But I'm laying aside every bit of weight. No cakes, no lollies, no weight. Nothing. Just fruit, vegetables, no carbohydrates. Exciting, change, hard. So every time you see me, oh, Trish, you are losing weight. It's change. God said you've got to change, Trish. Well, especially when the specialist, you've got to lose 10 Ks. Well, I knew there was a change ahead. No carrot cake. No ice, hokey pokey ice cream. No ice cream for you either. This one's, as my mother would say, no hokey pokey. No hokey pokey ice cream. It's gone. Change is on, Trish. Change is ahead. But anyway, I was talking about weights. And the sin which so easily ensnares you, like hokey-pokey ice cream. And let us run. They just run with endurance. I'm about to run soon. My bones will come in order. I'm eating healthily. I'm eating good stuff in me, Mari. I did listen. It's like we're running the race that's set before us. And God is telling us to do things. Do you know that? Does anybody? God speaking changes. It's awesome. Change is good. Thank you, Jesus. Do you know, in a new season, we've never walked this way before. It's time to rise, shine. We're on the same page, and let the glory of the Lord shine upon. And I just feel the scripture that is so important for us to get into a place for the church is 2 Corinthians 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. And God really spoke to me because that's what we've got to do, because we've got to have changes in this land. In whatever country you come from, South Africa, Zambia, India, you know, when we get down before God, He will change our plans. He will change our situation. He's a big God. He removes the mountains. And I just know that even now that God is anointing you with new, fresh oil. Right now in the Spirit. Because you said, I will embrace the change. I will embrace. It's God is doing something, and I just find, you know, like, you know, sometimes we've got those names in that basket. I'm saying, God, I want to see changes in my children. And then I hear that my granddaughter's going out with a boy that goes to church and Bible class, and I'm going, yes. And then I was being a granny to this little girl at Pukitaha, and it was Ali's best friend. And anybody know Alison Furness? But that was Alison Furness was one that took over my position at CCC. And I'm going, wow. I said, so you know Jesus? And she said, yes, He's in my heart. And I said to Ali, did you hear that? And she said, yes, Dana. So we'll take it a next step. But there's changes happening, and we've got to look for the opportunities and look for the changes. I tell you, I always wanted to go to Israel, but I'm thinking, financial, it'll be hard, you know. But all of a sudden, someone buys my ticket, and I'm going, whew, that's a change. Will I manage this? Will my backs be okay? You know, all these fears came in. Well, will I really be able to, you know, they walked everywhere. I was always at the back, but I always got there. But there was a change, and it was the biggest change of my life. When I stepped out in that change, when I was in Elijah, the Mount Carmel, the Elijah anointing just fell. Something happened in the Spirit. And that is breakthrough. I've just got to get up. Everything's running this morning. There's change in season, isn't there? Yes. Hallelujah. What is the time? All right. So we'll stand, and I'm just going to pray, and we'll see what God does. I actually, at present, I do, where there's been words spoken against you, I just want you to put your hand over you. It's like your soul, but your innermost beings. Where words have come in and wounded you and hurt you, I want to loose them off your soul right now in Jesus' name. Every bit of rejection, every bit of unworthiness, every word that has crippled you, I want to pull that out today because God said to do it. So, Lord, I take authority because of the mighty name of Jesus and through the blood of Jesus. And, Lord, I loose off every soul, words of rejection, words that have wounded, words that have hurt, every word that has not been of you, that has gone into their souls, I loose you from it now in the mighty name of Jesus. And in that area, I bind his love into your soul. I bind the love of Jesus. He's doing something beautiful here. He's doing something beautiful. I bind his love into your souls. I bind his purpose into your souls. I bind his destiny into your souls. Lord, just let it be that, Lord, they come out of the cocoon and, Lord, they spread their wings. And, Lord, the beauty of the glory of the Lord will shine upon them. The Lord is saying, arise and shine, for my light has come. Even though there's great darkness over the earth, you will shine with his glory. And God said, are you ready for the change of my glory? Are you ready for new dreams? Are you ready for what I have for you to do? As Peter stepped out of the boat and walked on the water, God said, will you step out ready for change, whatever it will be? I believe some of you are even getting a new calling in God right now. I believe God said he wants to use each one of you powerfully, and he's anointing you for great exploits in him. Come, Holy Spirit. Baptize everybody with your fire and with your love, and prepare them for change. Prepare them for what's ahead. Prepare them for the goodness of God. Prepare them for signs, wonders, and miracles. Prepare them to prophesy, to exalt his name across this land and other lands. Change is good. He will strengthen you in change. He will anoint you. He will open your eyes to see what he's saying. Holy Spirit, just come. Just come. Just filled overflowing. I just believe, just step to the left. Take one step forward into change. You're out of the rut and you're into the change of what he has for you. Does that feel exciting? That feel good?